The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
I'm so happy to have one of our favorite Green Diva foodies, Holly Thompson. She is an author. Her book, which is really a very good book, and I think I gave it to my daughter, Discover Your Nutritional Style. Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-I, hollythompson.com. She's a consultant, and as we're goofing around before, she is definitely a Green Diva media darling. Hi, Holly.
Hi, it's so nice to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. So today we're going to talk about bone broth. I've been seeing a lot about bone broth in social media, all over Pinterest, all these groovy pictures. Tell us why. Why?
Yeah, it's a hot new category. It's a new trend. Well, you know, I think this is almost the pushback to, you know, cold green juice for all these past years, and that becoming just such a hot trend, if you pardon the pun. You know, bone broth is a warming antidote to green juice. And it is, you know, it's warming. And look, for those of us who are in the Northeast, you and I are just talking about this awful, gray, cold weather and winter that we're having. You know, I mean, for so many people, a warming cup of bone broth is so nourishing and tastes so good and feels so good to our system. But it's also loaded with nutritional and immune support. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense for this time of year when every other person has a flu or a cold, right?
So is it like made from bones or is it for your bones?
It's, you know, good question, and the answer is both.
Okay, good.
Generally, it refers to being made from bones. So you would use, if you're making a beef bone broth, the bones that most people prefer to use, I do, are marrow bones, because you are getting so many nutrients, minerals like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, and potassium, and basically cooking these bones, these marrow bones, with very simple ingredients in a slow cooker for a good 24 hours really allows the minerals to release from the bone so that you can readily drink the broth and absorb them. So that's the beauty of it. Bone broth is also rich in amino acids like glycine, proline, which are very important for a healthy gut, also helps your digestion. And it can also contain some joint and glucosamine, which, as you know, both help to reduce inflammation for your joint pain. So, you know, a lot of people are finding that this is a fantastic way to improve their health. It's also soothing and feels good, you know, in the cold gray days of winter.
Well, I need some bone broth now. But see, now here's the bummer. I'm a vegetarian.
There you go.
But I'm tempted to bust this one open and get myself some kind of organic, grass-fed, happy cows outside kind of bones.
And, you know, and that's what I always recommend. If you are going to make bone broth, make sure you are getting your bones from an organic, grass-fed butcher, because the all of those, if it's a factory-farmed cow, all of those nasty hormones and antibiotics and drugs that they're giving those cows settles in the fat. And so you do not want to be using bones from cows that are not the way you described. You know, the other way to do it, a lot of vegetarians do allow themselves a little bit of chicken broth. And you can also, you can make broth from a chicken or turkey carcass as well.
Yes.
Going to have a different taste, but, you know, have similar and just as beneficial benefits that are going to come from a chicken bone broth. So,
really?
You know, have a chicken, enjoy it, and then throw that, you know, that bone carcass in a big slow cooker. Usually you would add some carrots, celery, some onions. I like to put garlic in there.
I put garlic and cayenne pepper in when I make.
Yeah.
When I used to. I haven't made it in a while because I have always pretty much made my own chicken broth over the years, even though I consider myself a vegetarian. I've had bouts of chicken broth. Because, you know, now tell me, is there really a comparable nutritional value in beef or chicken or turkey? Is there a difference?
You know, some of the smaller bones, as they say, have contain a connective tissue. So, you know, depending on, you know, there are certain collagens that can produce different gelatins. So, you know, it really depends. I mean, I would say if you want to get, you know, I always say vary your proteins. You know, poultry bones contain a lot more cartilage, so you're going to get certain nutrients from that. You know, okay. But then the marrow and the beef bones, you're going to get other essential minerals. I would say vary it up. You know, if you are someone who is open to trying bone broth, see what you're drawn to and what your body craves and enjoys. A lot of vegetarians do allow themselves a chicken broth or, you know, a stock. And yeah, the important thing is that you do want to cook it for at least 24 hours
okay.
so that you are getting as many nutrients as you can from the bones.
I'm sure you have a recipe, and hopefully you'll share one with us for thegreendivas.com. But, I'm thinking that when I have ever, you know, made chicken broth, it's always been in the winter when everything feels kind of tentative health-wise, and I just want that warm, rich, and I throw all those vegetables and, like I said, cayenne and garlic and celery. Mm. Yay!
Perfect. Yeah. Right. I mean, even just talking about it, I am hanging up with you, and I am going to go do that.
Seriously, I am, like, ready, man. All right.
Well, I am ready.
Holly, thank you for another excellent, excellent segment. And people can go to Holly, H-O-L-L-I, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.com. And we'll talk to Holly again soon. Thanks, Holly.
Great. You're welcome.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.